In Diyarbakir, like in the rest of the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey, many Kurds are deeply religious. Already, more than a dozen young Kurds fighting for ISIS have died fighting in nearby neighboring Iraq and Syria, according to Muammer Akkar. He's a Diyarbakir city councillor and a prominent member of Turkey's ruling AK party. Akkar says, along with local factors, the region, like the rest of the Middle East, is paying the price for years of religious rivalry between Sunni Saudi Arabia and Shia Iran. Saudi Arabia has spent so much money here developing a radical form of Sunni Islam, Wahhabism, to counter Iran's influence. He said, over the years, many, many Kurdish youths were attracted, and these followers have become more and more radical and closer to violence. But the ruling AK party, which has its roots in Islam, is being accused by critics of turning a blind eye to ISIS activities on its border because of its opposition to the Syrian regime. Also, ISIS is fighting Syrian Kurds, who have declared a secular autonomous state on Turkey's border. Ankara fears its own restive Kurdish population could make similar demands for autonomy and has accused the Syrian Kurdish leadership of being linked to the PKK, which has been fighting the Turkish state for minority rights for decades. A couple of hours' drive from Diyarbakir is the town of Cizre, nestling on the Syrian and Iraqi borders. Kader Kunu, the deputy mayor of the pro-Kurdish Peace and Democracy Party, accuses the ruling AK party of going beyond just tacit support of ISIS. He said ISIS resources come from Turkey. We can say it clearly after the numerous incidents of trucks crossing the border carrying arms for groups like ISIS. On the streets of Cizre, such concerns appear to be shared by many, especially for the plight of Syrian Kurds just across the border, as this man explains, who wanted to keep his identity anonymous. We are very, very pessimistic because of ISIS and all the massacres they have done in Syrian Kurdistan, with the killing of women and children. He said it's very clear that many ISIS fighters cross the border from Turkey, and the government allows this. The government denies allegations of supporting directly or indirectly ISIS, pointing out it has designated it as a terrorist group. But Akkar of the ruling AK party says his own party may not be aware of the dangers Turkey is facing.
Ankara bunu çok anlamıyor.
He said Ankara doesn't see the danger as they're dealing with so many other issues, but we do. It's only a matter of time before ISIS targets Turkey, as they see us as a country of heretics. They will attack our big Western cities. ISIS recruiting videos like this one continue to appeal for fighters in Turkey to join their jihad. The question increasingly being asked is if and when ISIS war for an Islamic State will come to Turkey. Dorian Jones, RFI, Diyarbakir, Southeast Turkey.